Tonight, one of these lucky lottery winners could get even luckier.
You could drive out of here with $100,000.
As $1 million is up for grabs.
I'd like to give away a little more money before the big game.
But who's got the guts to grab it?
You got a 1 in 4 chance of $1 million.
We've flown all these lottery winners to Vegas for a luxurious vacation. Their chance to be on TV and win $1 million.
Millionaires are popping up all over the place.
And you could be next when you buy an instant ticket from a participating retailer. Tonight, who will become the newest member of
the Monopoly Millionaires Club? Hello, I am Billy Gardell, and welcome to the Monopoly Millionaires Club. Our studio audience is very excited because every single lottery winner sitting in our stage tonight can win a fortune. Our audience has been divided into 5 sections, and one lucky lottery winner from each section is going to play a game for a prize of $100,000. And that money will be shared with the lottery winners sitting in their sections. At the end of the show, one of those 5 players has a chance to go for $1 million. All right, it's time to find our first player. It is going to be... Sherry, but I got a Patricia.
Yes.
So what's going on there?
My sister won the lottery.
Okay.
And sending me because of game shows. I love game shows.
You love game shows.
I do.
So you're going to play for your sister. What
I
a
am.
Gift. And maybe you'll win a lot of dough and you can take that back and she'll give you a lot of dough. How's that sound?
Good.
All right, we're going to play Park It right this way. Going to play Park It, and if you play it well, you could drive out of here with $100,000. All right, anything you win will be split 50-50 with the lottery winners in the cat section, so they're going to be rooting for you as well. In front of you is the Monopoly parking garage. It has 5 levels. You're also going to see 10 cars, each worth different amounts of money, from $1,000 all the way up to $10,000. You choose a car. Once we see how much it's worth, you must decide which level to park it on. Here's the important part. You can never park a car below other cars worth less money. So the higher value cars get parked towards the top, the lower value cars get parked towards the bottom. You bank the value of each car you park, and if you can successfully park cars on all 5 levels, how much are you gonna win?
$100,000.
Up there is Paige, and up there is Karina, and all we have to do for you is to pick a color. Which car would you want?
I think I'll pick the light blue car.
Light blue. Paige, let's start off with a big number. How about that? How much is that light blue car worth? $2,000. All right. Okay, we started at the bottom. What level would you like to park that in? What do you think? Okay, you sure?
Level 2.
All right, let's park that car in level 2. We're gonna add $2,000 to your bank, but that means at some point we need to find that $1,000 car because nothing else will go in there, okay?
Right.
All right, pick another color for me.
Okay. I think I'll pick the pink car.
The pink car. All right, Paige, we're going back to you. How much is this car worth, Paige? That on the bottom level. Nicely done.
Yes, yes.
All right, that's out of the way now. $3,000 in your bank. Now,
right.
No other car up there can hurt you, okay? You're just gonna make more money. Pick another car.
I think I'm gonna pick the green car.
The green car. All right. The lovely Karina this time will show us how much this car's worth. Karina, how much is that money green car worth? Where do you want to park that car?
Oh, on top,
Atta
baby.
Girl,
on
park
top.
That car on the top, please.
Oh.
We're now at $13,000, and guess what?
There's still not a car up there
that can hurt you.
Oh.
So, which car would you like to pick next?
What do we want? We'll do the white car.
The white car. All right. Boy, wouldn't it be nice if this was a $3,000, and then it wouldn't matter. Or the $9,000 wouldn't matter either. Karina, we need the three or the $9,000 car, please. How much is that white car worth? Okay, all right, that's okay. Makes it a little tougher though, okay? Where do you think you want to park that, three or four?
Because I have three and four out.
Right.
And then I have seven, eight, and nine out.
Correct.
So three.
So what do you think? You want to put that in three?
Park
that in level three, please. $18,000 in your bank. Now, if you can park one more car, you're gonna win $100,000, okay? You and your sister at home watching, this is gonna be fantastic. So, there's four good cars, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, or $9,000, win you $100,000. Two cars out there, the $3,000 and $4,000 car, end your game and you lose your money. So here's your question. You wanna split that money with the audience in your cat section, or do you wanna play for the $100,000? You're sure? You're gonna go? All right. All right. Then, Patricia, I want you to pick a car that's above $6,000. Which one is it? Six, seven, eight, or nine, and you've won $100,000.
I'm gonna go with the dark blue car.
Dark blue. All right, Karina, she's leaving it up to you. Let's make that blue car $6,000 or more. Are you ready? Karina, show me $6,000 or more, please. Patricia, I am so sorry. There's no place for you to park that car. I wish you the best for your sister. Hang around, because you might have a chance to play for $1 million later in the game. Right now, we're gonna go to Todd Newton. He's with another lucky lottery winner. What do we got going on down there, Todd?
Carrie is representing the New Hampshire Lottery. She has never been to Las Vegas. And boy, oh boy, wouldn't they go crazy in New Hampshire if you went back with $10,000.
Oh, yes.
All right, well, look right here. That $10,000 is waiting for you, Carrie. I want you to turn that $1 bill into 10 grand using our cash register. It has six keys. Three of those keys will add one zero to the dollar. Three of them will add two zeros. I'll let you choose any two keys you want. If you choose two with two zeros, the 10 grand is yours. Up to you now.
Oh my gosh. Okay. A and C.
A and C. All right. Seems like as good a choice as any. We'll start with A. How many zeros with the A? 1 0. How about the C? Give us two. Come on. C has two zeros for a total of $1,000 to take back to New Hampshire.
Thank you.
Not a bad first trip to Vegas.
Oh my gosh. No.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your money.
Thank you.
More Monopoly Millionaires Club is coming your way right after this.
Contestant, which section are they going to be coming from? Nilda from the battleship section. Come on down. How are you? All right, welcome. All right, man.
How you doing?
Welcome to the Monopoly Millionaires Club.
Thank you.
Okay, I called Nilda. I got Nelson. Who is Nilda?
Yes, Nilda is my mother.
His mom, okay.
Yes. She couldn't make it today.
So you're gonna win some money from mom?
Hopefully, yeah, that's the goal.
I don't think there's a better goal, all right? Yeah. Let's win you some money. Let's play Block Party! Yeah. All right, you are gonna play the Block Party and you have a chance here to win $100,000. I love that number. All right, now anything you do win gets split 50-50 with the lottery winners sitting in the battleship section, so they're gonna be rooting for you. All right, here is is the Monopoly board. There are 8 different color property sets. The brown set worth $1,000, all the way around the board to the dark blues, which is worth $20,000. Also in front of us are 12 cards. 8 of them represent the 8 property sets on the board. You find one of those and you bank the amount of money that that set is worth. 3 of the cards are strike cards. You want to be very careful. Those are bad. And there's one special card, the block party card. If you find it, you can select both properties on any one side of the board and bank all of that prize money for the block. If you can find all 8 property sets, you're going to win...
$100,000.
You nervous?
Of course, a little.
All right, a little bit's good. That keeps us focused, all right?
Yes.
Pick the first card over there. Which one are you feeling?
I'm going to start with card number 3.
Number 3. Show us what number 3 is worth. $1,000. All right. That's good, man. Right out of the gate, we're going to take the brown properties off the board. $1,000 in the bank. 8 good cards. 3 bad cards. You ready to keep going?
Yes, sir.
All right, pick another card.
I'm going to go with card number 7.
Card number 7. Show us what that card's worth, Paige. $20,000. Two cards, you're up to $21,000. 2 properties off the board. You have 7 good cards out there, 3 bad ones. Pick a winner, man.
Here you go. Well, I'm going to go with card number 1.
Card number 1. All right, Paige. How much is that card worth, Paige? $5,000. Right on. All right. That brings the bank up to $26,000. How's he doing, Battleship? All right. 6 good cards out there, 3 bad cards out there. Pick away, my friend.
I'm going to go with card number 11.
Number 11. All right, Karina. Karina, please show us a good number. How much is that card worth? Oh. All right, okay, the first strike is okay. That doesn't hurt you. The second strike is going to take half your bank. The third strike takes all of it. So there are 6 good cards. 2 bad ones. And the block party card is still out there. Okay?
Yes, it
is. So here's your decision. $26,000, split that with your section over in the battleship, or you play on. What do you want to do? What do you think Mom would say?
My mother would say, pick another card.
She'd say, pick another card, then we're going to pick another card. All right. All right, Nelson. What do you think?
I'm gonna go with card number 12.
Card number 12. All right. All right. How much, Karina? All right, okay. All right. Still good. Money, money, money. Okay. That is the pink property set. Now off the board, adding $3,000 to your bank. $29,000 in there. 5 good cards. 2 bad cards, the block party cards still in there. You're halfway to $100,000 right here.
Okay.
Here's your choice. The next strike, we cut that in half, okay? So, do you want to split that money with the people in the battleship section, or do you want to play on? What do you think?
I'm going to pick another card.
All right, pick the winner, my friend.
Card number 6.
Card number 6. All right. Karina, show us a good number. How much is card 6 worth? Come on, dark green. Come on, dark green. Dark green. You can complete any block that you want. So, any side of the board you want to finish, you can finish. Which one would you like to take? Them green ones. Take them green ones off the board. Add $10,000 to the bank. Karina, if you would flip that over for us. Now you are at $39,000. Three good cards up there, two bad ones. You want to continue to play on, or you take that $39,000 and split that with your section? It's a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
What are you thinking, man? What are you thinking? What's going through your head?
Tough decision.
Okay, all right.
I think I'm going to stop.
You're going to stop?
I'm going to stop.
All right, he's going to stop. We are going to split $39,000 between you and the lottery winners in the battleship section. Great job. We will see you later in the game for a chance to play possibly for $1 million.
Thank you.
And we will be right back with more exciting Monopoly Millionaires Club. Contestant, which section are they going to be coming from? Jack from the boot section, come on down here, brother. Right out here, Jack. How are you, brother?
It's good to be here.
All right, come on, stand right here, my man. They're fired up. Where are you from, Jack?
I'm from Independence, Missouri.
From Missouri.
Yeah.
And what do you do out there in Missouri?
Well, on my off days and stuff, I like to go yard selling with grandbabies.
You like to go yard selling with the grandbabies?
Yes.
Very nice. You got a good life, my friend.
There you go.
And a great mustache.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to make you enough money to go yard selling for the rest of your life. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Are you ready to win some money?
I'm ready to win
some
money.
Let's play the community chess
right
this way. Let's see if you can find $100,000. Now, anything that you win does get split 50-50 with the lottery winner sitting in the boot section. They are completely behind you, are you not? All right. The 10 community chests in front of you are filled with amounts ranging from $500 all the way up to $5,000. Once you pick a chest, we're going to see what's inside. And best of all, that money is yours. Then the amounts in the remaining chest is going to double. And you'll have a big decision to make, okay? Uh-huh. You can keep the money you've won, or you can give it back to me and choose another community chest. But here's the catch. If the next chest holds less money than the one you gave back, the game will be over and you win nothing, okay? The unopened chests are going to keep doubling all the way up to the top prize of
$100,000.
That's what I want you to win. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's play the community chest. All right. Pick your first chest, my friend.
I'm going to go with number four.
Number four. All right. Let's win some money. Paige, how much is in community chest four? $3,000.
Okay.
Simple as that, right?
Yeah.
No problem at all. Pick one number, win $3,000. Now let's make it a little more interesting. Let's double the money. Double those amounts.
Ooh.
All right, very nice. All right, seven good chests keep you in the game, two out there that eliminate you. If you're gonna wanna play on, you're gonna have to give me that $3,000 back. What do you wanna do? Give me that $3,000 back. Pick another chest. Pick a big one. $3,000 or higher. Which one?
Number six.
All right, my friend. You gave your $3,000 back. Hopefully that chest is $3,000 or more. If not, that's going to eliminate you from the game. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, number six. Anything but $1,000 or $2,000, please. Karina, show us what's in that community chest. Oh, are you kidding me? Jack, I thought you were gonna roll. That was so
All
quick.
Right.
But you know what? The Wizard. You got to come out to Vegas. You got to play on our show. You're a great contestant. And guess what? There's a chance you might get to play in our big game for $1 million later in the game. Jack, thank you very much. And bless those grandbabies, all right? Thank you very much, my friend. Hey, you want to take a chance and come out to Las Vegas and possibly play for $1 million on the Monopoly Millionaires Club? Here's how you do it.
There's only one way to advance to Vegas and win your shot at $1 million. Go to your local participating lottery retailer and buy the new Monopoly Millionaires Club ticket today.
To the Monopoly Millionaires Club. Let's find our next contestant. Which section will it be? Dog or wheelbarrow, dog or wheelbarrow. It's going to be Paula from the dog section. All right, Paula. Hi. Nice to meet you, Paula. Welcome to the Monopoly Millionaires Club.
Thank you.
And where did you buy your lottery ticket to come play here?
Well, I'm from Massachusetts.
Right.
And big Boston girl, but
okay.
I crossed the border and went to New Hampshire and bought it there.
You went to another state to get out
here. I did.
Were you that excited to play?
Well, absolutely.
Well, I want you to win $100,000. How's that? All right, let's play Electric Company. You're going to play the Electric Company, and you might just have the power to walk out of here with $100,000. All right. Anything you win does get split 50-50 with the lottery winner sitting in the dog section, so they will be rooting for you, won't you, dog section? All right, in front of you is 10 switches. Each turns on a different number of light bulbs from 1 all the way up to 10. Also in front of you, the Monopoly Power Grid. And as you can see, each bulb is worth a different amount of money, ranging from $50 all the way up to $100,000. Now, notice one more bulb up at the top, that ugly red one. If you push too much voltage into our grid, it's gonna light up that red bulb. You'll cause a blackout and you'll lose all of your money and the game will be over. We don't want that to happen, do we?
No.
Okay, all right. Well, Paula, which switch would you like to throw first?
Eight.
Number eight. Whatever it is gonna make you money. So put your hand on that switch. Let's see how many light bulbs this lights up. Flip that switch, Paula. One,
two,
three,
four, five.
$250.
Yeah.
No other switch is gonna light up 5 light bulbs, but you got plenty to go. You're in no danger. Which switch would you like next?
Four.
Number 4, all right. Hand on a switch, you ready? Let's light up some light bulbs for some money. Flip that switch. 1, 2. All right, okay. All right. $350, you're climbing the ladder. 2 light bulbs, the 2 is off the board. Remember, the numbers are 1 through 10. Which switch would you like next? You're in no danger. Just make some more money.
2.
Number 2, all right, hand on the switch. You ready?
Yeah.
See how many light bulbs we can light up for some more cash. Flip that switch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. $800. You're 11 bulbs away from $100,000. You're still in no danger, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, which switch is it gonna be?
9.
Number 9, after you. Dog section, how do you feel about number 9? Hand on the switch. Flip that switch, light up some light bulbs for some more money. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7, all right, now we're in some money. $25,000, not bad, not bad at all. You are 4 bulbs away from $100,000. And wouldn't you know it, one of these switches has a 4 underneath it. 3 switches will put too much power into the grid. 3 switches will win you money, and one of them will win you $100,000, okay? Here's the question. If you could pick the right switch, $100,000. But if you go above that four, it's gonna blow the grid, you're gonna lose your money. You can take this $25,000 and split it with the lottery winners in your section, or you can play on. What would you like to do?
Go.
You wanna go?
Yeah.
All right, she wants to go. You traveled to another state to buy a lottery ticket.
That's right.
And you got here. That's very lucky. So maybe that luck will hold right here. Which switch would you like?
Five.
Number five. All right. All right, Paula. One of these switches lights up four bulbs. I hope that it's this switch.
Me too.
I really do. I want
Me
you to
too.
Win this. You went through a lot to get here. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Dog section, are you ready? Hand on the switch.
Okay.
All right. Let's see how many light bulbs this lights up. Hopefully, it's four.
Four.
Okay. Throw that switch, Paula. One, two, three, four. Stop right there. Stop. Sorry, but you had the guts to go for it, and I admire that, all right? Thank you for being here. You may have a chance to play our big game later for possibly $1 million. Thank you. You're a great contestant. Hey, we're going to throw it down to Todd Newton, who's standing by with another lucky lottery winner.
And who better to represent the Florida Lottery than a man who's pretty much a lifelong Floridian, right? John, you're from the Coral Springs area?
Yeah, that's correct.
It's nice to have you here. You enjoying Las Vegas?
Love it. Love it. Great trip.
How about $10,000?
Want to play that? That's what I'm here for.
Okay, my friend. Well, right over here, let's play a game together. You see, we have the first block from the Monopoly board there, and all five properties that you see in front of you. You're going to have to put a hotel on each of those five properties, and the hotels are hidden beneath these blueprints. One hides one hotel, one hides two, one hides three, and one hides none. You want to stay away from that one.
Right.
Right? I'll let you pick two of the blueprints. If the total number of the hotels you pick equals five, you got 10 grand. Which two would you like?
B and C.
Let's go B and C. Right in the middle. All right. B, how many hotels do we have? There's three.
Come on,
Perfect.
Two.
Come on.
Come on,
we
two.
We want two. Come
two.
On, two.
Two.
Give me two. C.
Yes! There it is!
$10,000. Go
right.
back to
Thank
Florida.
You. Thank
we'll be right
you.
Back.
You.
Some gamblers, but nobody's paid off except Nelson up there with $39,000. I'd like to give away a little more money before the big game, so there's no mystery in where the last one is. The only section that hasn't been chosen, the wheelbarrow section. Bill, come on down here. Hiya, Bill.
How you doing?
There's a name that I won't forget. Where are you from, Bill?
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yeah.
You're pretty lucky to get here today, yes?
I think so. I've been playing the lottery for 14, 15 years.
Okay.
Never won a thing. This is one ticket. I bought one ticket.
You bought one and you won here?
Yeah.
Well, let's hope that luck carries over. Let's play No Vacancy right here. Let's go behind the hotel check-in desk right here, my friend. All right. You are going to be playing No Vacancy. And with some strategy, luck, and a little bit of nerve, you can book yourself $100,000. How's that sound?
All right.
Anything you win does get split 50-50 with the lottery winner sitting in the wheelbarrow section. So they will be rooting for you. In front of you is the Monopoly Hotel. It has three floors. Each floor has seven rooms. Rooms on the bottom floor worth $1,000 each. Rooms on the second floor, $2,000. And rooms on the top floor, $3,000 each. For every room you book, that room's value will be added to your bank. And if you can book all of the rooms in the hotel, there will be no vacancies and you will win
$100,000.
There we go.
All right.
Let's bring in some limousines. Here are five limousines dropping off guests at the hotel. Each limo is carrying a different number of guests, ranging from one to five. You choose a limousine, we'll see how many guests have arrived. And you'll have to book them into the rooms. But here's the deal. All of the guests from that limousine must be booked into rooms on the same floor. If you overbook a floor, you lose all of your money and the game is over. Okay, you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right, pick your first limousine, Bill.
Okay. pick the red limousine.
All right, how many guests are in the red limousine?
Four.
Okay, where would you like to put them? Top floor, middle floor, bottom floor, either way, it's money. Where do you want to put them?
Top floor.
Top floor, put them in. They're the VIPs, $3,000 apiece.
All right.
That brings the bank up to $12,000. Bring in some more limos, and you got plenty of rooms left. You're in no danger.
Right.
Pick another limo.
All right, all right. I'll try the red limousine.
Red again, red limousine. How many guests are in this red limousine? One. Okay, where you want to put them?
I'll put them up on the...
Add them to the top floor.
Yes.
Top floor he goes. Add $3,000.
All right.
$15,000. Here comes some more limos. No danger yet. Which one now?
I'll try the green limousine.
Money green. What's in that money green limousine? How many people?
Two.
Look at that. All right. All nice and done, my friend. Where do you want to put that?
I'll put that on the top floor.
Let's book that top floor out.
Right.
Two on the top. No danger, Bill. Bring in some more limos. You're doing great.
All right.
All right. Two more floors to go for
$100,000. All right.
What do you think, my friend?
Worked out pretty well the first time. Let's try a red limousine.
Red limo. How many are in the red limo? How many guests?
All right.
Four. That's how it worked before. All right. Where do you want to put them?
Put that in the middle floor.
The second floor, please. Book these four guests. Let's add $8,000 to that bank.
All right.
$29,000. All right, you're rocking and rolling. All right, pick a limo for me. How about a three? Pick a three.
I'll try the red limousine again.
The red limousine again. How about a three? How many guests are in this red limo?
All right.
Three. Oh, five. Okay, that's interesting.
Ooh, that's bad.
All right, well, there's only one place we can put them.
Yeah,
let's book them on the bottom.
Right.
Okay, we're going to add $5,000 to your bank.
Yeah.
$34,000. All right, now,
right.
My friend, it's going to get a little interesting now.
Yes.
These limos here, one through five. However, you need to pick anything other than five-guest limo or the four-guest limo.
Right.
If you pick either one of those, your game is over,
okay?
You won't be able to book them,
all right?
So you can take that $34,000
right.
and split that with the lottery winners in your section.
Okay.
Or you can take a chance on $100,000.
Right.
Wheelbarrow, this is getting serious. What do you think you should do?
Serious,
what do you think, my friend?
I will stop.
You're going to stop. You're going to take the money. All right, $34,000. You're going to split that with your lottery section. You're going to have a chance to play for $1 million possibly later in the game. All right?
Take care.
We'll see you in a minute.
Thank you.
And we'll see you right back here on the Monopoly Millionaires Club. Exciting games, and now it is time to see which of our five players is going to go for $1 million. All right, we're going to start with our players who won money earlier to see if any of them decided to give up their winnings and the winnings of their audience section for a chance to join the Monopoly Millionaires Club, starting with Bill from the wheelbarrow section. You won $34,000. Did you decide to give up the cash and go for $1 million? You decided to play. Bill decided to play for $1 million. All right, this is all going to come down to what Nelson decided to do. He won more money than you, so the choice is up to him. If he decides to go, you are going to take your money, go back to your section, and split that winnings with the lottery winners in your section. If he decided not to, you are going to play for $1 million, okay? So, Nelson, did you decide to go for $1 million? Join me right over here, my man, on the Ghost Space. You are going to play for $1 million. All right. This is how the big game works. You have five rolls. If you can pass go in five rolls, you are going to win $200,000. That money will be split down the middle between you and the lottery winners sitting in the battleship section. If you can land exactly on go, you are going to win $1 million. How about that? All right. And if you win that million, that is your $1 million. If you land on go, the lottery winners in the battleship section will split today's audience jackpot, which is, let's see, $200,000. It's $1 million for you, $200,000 for them. There's a lot of money out there for the taking. You ready to get started?
Yes, sir.
In the middle of the floor, that machine is the Monopoly Rock and Roller. It is going to start rolling those dice and throwing them around. When you feel you're ready to stop them, you hit that button one time, just like that. They will stop and you will advance that amount of spaces. Now, you got five rolls to do this. I think you can do it. You look a little nervous, you all right?
Just a little bit.
Let's go for it, man. I believe in you. I think you can get this, all right? You're playing for mom, all right? Okay. Playing for mom. Fire up that rock and roller. All right, here we go. Big roll, big numbers, big numbers, big numbers, big numbers. Good roll, good roll. 10, that's a good one. Come on, man. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We're just visiting in jail. We're not going to jail. Let's see what you want. How about a trip to Alcatraz? You're going to San Francisco, and you're going to go see Alcatraz. How about
that? Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Not bad, right? You got four rolls to go. Let's get another big number. Fire up that rock and roller. Come on, big numbers. Come on, big numbers. Big numbers, big numbers, big numbers. Big numbers. Five, okay, that's all right. We're still alive. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Gonna take a ride on the Pennsylvania Railroad. Where's he going? And now you're going to New York City, just like that. How about that?
Good.
You're jet setting, man. You're going to San Francisco to see Alcatraz. You're going to New York City. You got three rolls to get around the board and land on go. I believe you can do it. Let's go. Fire up that rock and roller. Big numbers. Nice roll. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You like to travel, don't you, man?
Yes, I do.
Well, now you're going to take a ride on the B&O Railroad. Where's he going this time? Well, now you're going to Paris. That's pretty good. San Francisco, New York City, and Paris. Not bad.
Yeah.
Here's what you don't want to do, though. You are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 away from go to jail. At all costs, we don't want a 5, because if you land on go to jail, all your trips are gone, and there'd be no money for you, and the game is over. I don't want that to happen. So roll anything but a 5. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
You feeling all right?
Yes.
All right. Come on, give me some love. All right, fire up that rock and roll. Come on, big number. No 5s. No 5s. No 5s. 3.
Ooh.
That made me nervous. All right. 1, 2, 3. You landed on the waterworks. 4 spouts are going to appear on the game board. They all have prizes. So pick a number. See what you want.
2.
Number 2. All right. Let's open that faucet and see what comes out of number 2. How about a hot tub?
Nice, nice.
All right, a trip to New York, a trip to San Francisco, a trip to Paris, and a hot tub. You are 12 spaces away from go. You got one roll left. Or you roll doubles, you're going to get to roll again, okay? Now, what you don't want to do is roll snake eyes and go to jail. Why don't you just roll a 12 and you get $1 million, all right? Big roll. All right, fire up that rock and roll. 12. Where's that 12? Come on, 12. 5. All right, let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, well, well. Here we go. Four community chest cards, please, on the floor. All right, my friend. You have no more rolls, so this is it, okay? One of these cards says advance to go for $1 million. One of them is a go to gym. Okay, so you got a 1 in 4 chance of $1 million. The other two are cash prizes, okay? So let me ask you, which of these cards? You feel all right? Is there a number here that you and your mom share, or a number that's important between 1 and 4 for you? Anything like that? What do you think?
Go with number 2.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Number 2. All right. If this is advanced to go, you have won $1 million. Let's hope it is. Show me card number 2. $15,000. It wasn't the advance to go, my friend. However, you are going on trips to Alcatraz, to New York, to Paris. You want a hot tub, and you're going to split $15,000 with the winners in the battleship section. You're a great player. Thanks for being here on Monopoly Millionaires Club. And hey, keep watching. You never know. Millionaires are popping up all over the place. The Monopoly Millionaires Club. Good night.